This year's flu season is a bad one, what with 47 states experiencing widespread outbreaks. The city of Boston and the state of New York have both declared states of emergencies in their public health systems. That makes it easier for more people to get access to the flu vaccine. Still, emergency rooms have their hands full. Jenny Gold reports on how hospitals are coping.
Maria McCoy had been feeling sick for over a week.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, can't hold water, juice, anything on my stomach. So it's really miserable.
She'd had the flu shot, so she couldn't imagine it could be the flu. But she just kept getting worse.
I called 911. They brought me straight here.
Now she lies on a hospital bed in the emergency room of MedStar Washington Hospital Center, diagnosed with the flu. And she's got plenty of company. Hospitals across the country are filled with thousands of flu patients. Tom Skinner is with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This flu season got off to an earlier than normal start. We started to see a lot of activity in the South and in the Southeast in the middle of November and toward the end of November, which was about a month earlier than what we normally see. And since that time, activity really has picked up across the country to where most states now are seeing either moderate to severe activity.
More than 112 million Americans have gotten the flu shot this year, and the vaccine is about 60% effective, which is pretty good for a flu shot. But that means some people who get it still get sick. Dr. Bill Frohna runs the emergency department at Washington Hospital Center, where Maria McCoy is being treated.
Right now, our waiting room is fairly busy for this time of morning. We've got patients wearing masks. We've got providers wearing masks to protect themselves and each other from the flu. It is rampant here in Washington, D.C.
Frohna says they've already had 179 patients test positive for the flu, compared to only 20 last year. ER wait times are significantly longer, and more patients are being admitted because their symptoms are so serious.
Usually there's a week or two ramp up, a peak, and then a week or two downturn. And so far we've been basically on a ramp up for about 5 weeks, and I'm not sure if we've seen the peak yet.
How do you plan for something like this?
Well, you basically treat it like a Monday, 7 days a week. Mondays are traditionally the busiest days of the week. And so now instead of having a Monday peak, Tuesday a little bit less, Wednesday a little bit less, Thursday, it's now 7 days a week of a Monday.
He's increased staffing of doctors and nurses, opened a half dozen extra hospital beds, and made sure patients with flu-like symptoms are isolated as quickly as possible. He's also had to order extra supplies like IV poles. Dr. Andrew Sama says this is exactly the sort of situation that ERs train for. Sama is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, a trade group for ER doctors.
Now, the flu is one of many types of challenges we could face in emergency medicine that would result in a surge of patients for a period of time. We plan for this. There are, emergency incident command systems that are in place and emergency preparedness plans that occur in every hospital.
Real-life events also help them get ready, like the SARS and H1N1 outbreaks of years past. But a flu season like this one can still stress an ER.
Even with all the excellent planning, you become constrained because of space and technology and personnel.
In Allentown, Pennsylvania, one hospital had to put up a tent outside the ER to manage all the patients. Dr. Frohna is crossing his fingers that things start getting better soon in Washington.
With inauguration coming, I'd just be, tickled pink if the flu was on the downswing as a million visitors come to town. It's causing me to lose sleep already.
And he implores people across the country to get their flu shot. The flu season might already be bad, but it's not too late. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.
Jenny Gold is a reporter with our partner, Kaiser Health News, a nonprofit news service. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.